This is Dr. Olivero, dictating on the patient by the name of Charles Carlson. The last name is C-A-R-L-S-O-N, first name Charles. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. The most likely explanation is nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and whether or not the patient has some degree of obstruction as a component of the kidney insufficiency is the most likely situation. The latest laboratory workup that was done a couple of days ago showed that the serum creatinine went down to 2.3, the BUN is 45, and the estimated EFR is up to 25.6 milligrams per deciliter. There is a protein creatinine ratio that is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has a hemoglobin that is 8.6, and is less than the prior determination that was 4 months ago with a hemoglobin of 9.7, period. I took the liberty to call the Florida Cancer Center. The patient was for blood work at the Florida Cancer Center a couple of days ago, and right now the follow-up appointment and the next treatment will be on August the 19th. In other words, the patient is followed by the Florida Cancer Center for the anemia, and we are going to defer the treatment to them. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has a history of a cardiomyopathy that is compensated. He has atrial fibrillation, and to the physical examination, he has mild fluid retention in the lower extremities. Period. The patient has been forgetful and has a sundown syndrome that is followed by the neurologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.6. The patient is in a stable condition. We are going to continue with the follow-up in 4 months. I spent 10 minutes of the 10-minute review in the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.